Now to Chile, where the Constitutional Court issued a historic ruling yesterday. It approved a bill that eases the South American nation's total ban on abortion. Up until now, the procedure has been illegal in Chile under absolutely all circumstances. But after 2 years of debate in Chile's Congress and numerous challenges by conservatives, the court decided to change that. Here's how pro-choice activists celebrated the news in the capital, Santiago. Jasmine Garz with our Across Women's Lives project is here to explain the court's decision. Jasmine, take us back before this decision. Just how strict was Chile's ban on abortion?
Oh, extremely strict. Chile is one of seven countries in the world which forbids abortion under all circumstances. And interestingly, most of the others are also in Latin America. It's Honduras, Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, and the other two are Vatican and Malta.
So what changes now exactly with the easing of the ban?
The ban justifies abortion under three circumstances. If there is a pregnancy through rape, if the mother's life is at risk by the pregnancy, or if the fetus is not expected to survive the pregnancy.
What does this tell us about the overall political climate in Chile and how much that has changed over the years?
It's changed so much. I mean, you can really trace the laws and the attitudes around abortion to the larger political climate in Chile. Abortion was actually allowed in Chile until 1989. One of the last acts of ruling right-wing general Augusto Pinochet was to ban abortion. And in the decades after Pinochet's rule, Chile has been kind of like in this tug of war, moving towards liberalizing, but then taking a couple of steps back. Current President Michelle Bachelet is left of center, and her administration has really supported and celebrated the easing of this ban. Here's Paula Narváez. She's a government spokesperson speaking to the BBC about the easing of the ban.
We are fulfilling a commitment with our nation that President Bachelet made in her campaign. Today we have restored in our country this basic human right for women.
Right. So a big gain for women's rights in Chile. Conservatives have pushed back, though, right, Jasmine?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, Chile is a country with a strong conservative core. It's a deeply Catholic country. So even though government polls show that around 70% of the population supported easing this ban, there was a very vocal opposition. Rosario Vidal is one of the most prominent pro-life activists in the country. Here she is on NTN 24, which is a Latin American news network.
Entonces el gobierno dice que quiere dar opciones a las mujeres, pero está cerrando opciones. Se ha cerrado el apoyo a las madres adolescentes.
So basically what she's saying is the government says, oh, we want to give women options. And she's saying, if you want to give options, why not invest more in money for a single mother assistance program, child assistance program, food programs, and, you know, basically the argument, which is life begins at conception.
So finally, Jazz, what could this mean for the rest of South America? Could this lead, as other issues have in the past, to other countries copying Chile's move?
I think what happened yesterday in Chile is reflective of this conversation that has been bubbling over the last few years about where Latin America is at with women's rights. And that's a conversation that wasn't happening 10 or 15 years ago. So I don't know if other countries will follow this example, but I definitely know people are talking right now across the region.
Jasmine Garz is our Across Women's Lives correspondent. Jazz, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.